afternoon, listeners. I want to talk today about anger. Anger is a feeling of clash. Anger is a fire that can destruct anything it gets into its power. Anger is toxic. Anger stresses us. And if we don't know how to control and soothe anger, we can be a very toxic, destructive person. People that likes to empower themselves by anger are very hard to be with and are very hard relationships that can destroy a lot of moments with their impulse of obeying their anger needs. Destroying through anger is one thing that immature parents do when their children do not obey their wishes and their patterns of education. Anger is a very caveman attitude. Anger is also rejection. Anger pulls ego and pushes the others. There are some that have an anger that suffocates the victims. Anger provokes hatred. Anger consumes us. And anger causes cancer in a great extreme. It's better to be a relaxed person. It's better to be open-minded. And it's better to be understanding. It's better to be appreciative. And it's better to be sensitive in a strong way. Being understanding helps us to not empower our anger. The more you understand and love, the less you get angry. When we understand, it's probable that we love better than if we get angry with those we are supposed to be loving. If we punish the others with our anger because they clash with our opinions, then we are not being a good relationship to the others. If we get angry very often, we are not a good relationship with ourselves. Anger provokes hatred, and if you produce too much anger, you end up with the sensation, the feeling, and the personality of hatred and stress. And the body does not take that. The body can cause anger, then stress. Then if there is constant irritation and toxins because of bad feelings, stressful feelings, negative feelings, the body starts having problems because our bodies are the reflection of who we are and how we manage life. Our feelings, our thoughts, our sensations, our habits and everything we tend to feel. The version of ourselves stays in ourselves, though it projects onto others. Being happy with who you are makes it easy life. If we tend to feel content with ourselves and looking to ourselves and be happy with ourselves, then it is easier to have a relationship with life. Stop depending with others, to others, sorry. Stop depending to others, make us feel more complete and less dependent and less anxious for the next encounter with people. And besides, if we are very needy of company, we do not tend to appreciate their company either, because we are never satisfied, because it is our own personality what is lacking from the scene. Because if we are not one with ourselves, if we are just a reactive element in the ambience, then we are never in peace. To not get angry with the others, we have to be more open-minded and understanding. And love is a collaboration, so we choose the relationship's energy, and love is a collaboration. It is not just a reaction. It is what you put as you put a card on the table. It is something you produce and you emanate. It is not an idea of attachment. It's an energy. Trying to create the best moment with yourself and with the others. Trying the best for the others and for yourself. The idea of punishing education is a trash in our system. There is no need for suffering. As long as you have a karma that asks for no suffering. Life doesn't have to be hard. Life doesn't have to be more painful than what nature brings in pain. People don't have why to make it more painful than it is. Do not become stronger with pain and suffering. You become weaker and traumatized. You become afraid, you become angry, you become something you are not. The best way of keeping life is to be yourself from the beginning to the end, without changing because of the scars on your emotional body. You can adapt to the way your life is and to what you provoke in life and what life offers to you without you provoking it. And you can be understanding. And you can be loving, and you can be strong, but not because of the pain. Otherwise, because you have good experiences, because you have love that backs you up when things go wrong, because you had good moments, because there was love and there is love in your heart and in the world. Let's stop making a shitty world. Let's make a more understanding world. Let's make ourselves beings of love. Let's start all being more understanding. Let's soothe ourselves and do exercise before getting all heated up by the excess of calories and the uncomfortabilities that our bodies sometimes have in the stillness of a very still system where institution rules the pieces. In a transition time where we are, let's be better, not colder. Have a good love time. Bye.